Welcome to the next Q&A for Trauma Healing and Life Counseling. In this video, I will answer question 19. Dear Gopal, I struggle with life a lot, having no job, feeling desperate and hopeless. Nevertheless, I am interested in having an honest, authentic relationship with a woman, but my experience is that women reject me because my life situation and I myself are unstable and uncertain. Is it necessary to handle my life situation first before being able to have a secure, stable relationship? Thank you for your work. Best regards. No, it's actually the opposite, the exact opposite. The starting point for everything in our life is how we relate to others. If we want to change something, we have to start there, because there are all the problems and there are all the solutions, because there is actually only one problem and one solution. So it is about looking at the things that go on within yourself when you meet people and start sharing that. And if you feel insecure or if this is too much for you to proceed in this way, to deepen relationships, I mean, to everyone, to friends and neighbors and so on, then you have to find professional help. There's no other way around that. It's about crossing the bridge to other people. And this is at the same time, coming back to yourself, because you can only be as much with yourself as you are able to share your emotions and your thoughts with others. And you write, I struggle with life a lot, having no job, feeling desperate and hopeless. This is only the consequences for not being in contact with the world and with others. Yeah, because what is a job? A job is a way of channeling your life force to a larger group of people, to the societies. And if you are not able to let your energy flow even between you and one single person, which is the most safe situation for that, then how can you share your energy with the world and with the society? This is difficult. Yeah. So again, start with those people who are already in your life and start deepening this contact. And if you have only a few friends, start there. And if you have nobody, then start to expand the contact with people you meet in day-to-day life. It doesn't matter actually what situation, just start saying more. And saying more means, for example, asking the man at the bakery anything. It doesn't matter what it's all about, just to get more and more in contact, that you get more and more in verbal dialogue, and then start sharing more of yourself, about that you share people, that you talk about your emotions and your situation and your thoughts. So it's all about deepening the relationship to the world and it means to other people. And then if you have more energy flowing like that, then as a side effect, a woman will appear that is a candidate for a relationship. A relationship happens as a side effect of your constantly increased effort of deepening contact to the world. You cannot find a woman for a relationship as a mental construct. This doesn't work, because this is an idea of the mind. So if you meet people or women and you think about having a relationship, then you are absolutely off the tracks, because while you are thinking about that, you miss the direct contact. So you miss the direct sharing, what's now here, or ask something, yeah. So this is the way how it works. at least this is my experience and my own experience, especially my own. You write, nevertheless, I'm interested in having an honest, authentic relationship with a woman. This is good that this interest is there. Many people don't even have this impulse anymore. They have given up or think that this is not the that this would not lead to anything positive. So at least you have this interest, this impulse. This is very good. And now it's about knowing these life principles. And I really, these principles work like they work really precise. So if you apply that, what I'm talking about, yeah, things will change, definitely, absolutely. And you write, but my experience is that women reject me because my life situation and I myself unstable and uncertain. This is not true. This is not true. This is how you explain yourself, the whole situation, but it's not the case. It's not true. It's not about, you see, the rejection doesn't come from any of your situation. It has nothing to do with your life situation or that you are unstable. This is not the point. A woman rejects you if she realizes that a real contact, especially within the emotions to you, is not possible. This is the reason why a woman goes away. The main reason. So it's not about your life situation and how you feel. And even if you feel small or weak or unstable, as long as you can get in contact with the woman about that, then there's no need for the woman to go away. At least for those women, who are worth a relationship. So it's not the point that you have to be any way or this way or that way. It's not about actually about changing anything. It's about daring to share what's there. And this is the real contact. So what I can tell you is women don't want a Superman, that they don't want they don't want any I don't know how to explain that. They don't have a fixed image. Yes, they have some fixed images about how a man should be, but actually what they really want is a connection, a deep connection. And for this deep connection, there are no prerequisites on the outside. So it doesn't matter how you are and what your life circumstances are. This is not the point. The attraction for women comes from your ability to deeply connect. And for that, there's no change necessary. So I hope this will encourage you to go on. You are on the right path. Just continue and get every help on that path that is available. Use any event, any teacher, any therapist that is available. And if you remember that the only problem is the lack of contact, then you will see very soon your life will change and there will come so many people in your life that you don't know which people you want to share your time. Yeah, then there are starting other problems. But the suffering is over then. So yeah, so that's the main thing. Actually, I say always the same. It's always the same thing because there's only one problem and there's only one solution. And the one problem is loss of contact and the solution is to reestablish or establish the contact to ourselves and others. But this is about sharing, honest sharing with others that creates and establish the contact to to ourselves. So this is the solution for all our problems, for every problem.